Word Jam.
We were lucky that he'd been an official before his retirement. I wish my tired eyes had never gazed upon the city of Tegucigalpa. Rejecting his advances and said, and the warm climes of Tegucigalpa had seemed like a good break. I closed my eyes and inhaled the chicken broth. Closed my eyes. He would lean over and bite off the head of his chocolate wife. I was, like everyone else who worked for the coffee merchants, a complete dependent. "You are a good boy, my little fish face." But the chocolate, she never gave me the evil eye, and she had, I learned, told the others not to turn an evil eye in my direction. I moved boxes and crates in an herb warehouse, or repelled by the overwhelming scent of cocoa. "You are married to me now, senor." And he calls my mother Peach Girl. His wife would be a chocolate bunny. It was only natural that he should smell like chocolate. The People's Hospital in Nanchang. If only my feet were fish. He didn't really want to bite her head off. The night the spiders came climbing out of the walls like a furry army of my repressed thoughts. I was now a fisherman who could only catch his own feet. Truth be known. Sprayed me with alcohol. Yesterday, Dr. Fu administered acupuncture. At least he wasn't a fishmonger, and I could afford an Indian woman to serve as my maid. I make a fish face at him, though, that after all these years of handling it, tasting it, and inhaling it with every breath, that, "Please, take another shower." Blue would always look up at him with wide, watery oxen eyes and smile. Which no number has is gray enough to tell the time. And I remember that one night, Timex on my wrist. I was pissed, though. I, that one would expect, who everyone called Queenie Girl, otherwise she reasoned, to a better place. In the magazines, it was 10 after 10 on the Rolex.
It was surely 10 after 10 on the Mickey Mouse watch on Billy's daughter's wrist. And it was 10 after 10 on the Dunhill.
But he neglected to tell us about the peanut oil. And it was 10 after 10 on the Tutima. What do you gotta do? And help him unpack. Go get him by the hand. He's going nowhere because he can't cross the street. I'm helping Jeffrey pack his suitcase as he cries. His head hung. I tell him to sit on the suitcase so I can snap the brass locks shut. but I guess I can live with the guilt because I'm getting his socks from his drawer and stuffing them into an elastic pocket in his suitcase.
Like hyper-alert children observing the bouncing heart of a freshly killed chicken, she was developing. The heart of the cat beats quickly.
The pleasurable torque. Very cautiously, I flexed my fingers and wiggled my toes. What is the pain that is fear? The extreme physical agony vanished and awoke to numbed fingers and toes, up and down that bone branch that held me upright. And my backbone cracked and snapped. I turned my neck.
Translated by Kathleen Freeman. Empedocles of Acragas, circa 450 BC. By being broken when the animal turned its neck. The ear is a kind of bell. It is fragment 97.
How'd you come up with this set of instruments?
It's just been all evolved from trial and error. Started with cans and glass for the snare. And I put a can underneath here, but then I went to like the shop and put something. It's got to have a little air underneath it. Yeah.
I paused by our chalky blue window frame to to look out at the neighbor's downspout, as I considered a gross generalization put before me, as I stood on yellow linoleum fleur-de-lis in our kitchen. My wife, a redhead, stated flatly, "All narratives are nightmares, some related with eyes open, others shuttered behind relaxed lids." Provocative as the statement was, I begged to differ and took issue with the term nightmare so recklessly abused, and with the sun still shedding light over this summer evening. "Frightmares, then," she said, "if the temporal syllable is a sticking point." How, I seriously wondered, could all narratives be frightmares? Some tales lack fear. She agreed, but insisted that even the most comedic constructions were composed to check deeper fears and doubts about life, existence, and the tenuous nature of identity. Narrative, she asserted, is always stretched upon an armature of terror. Tear the narrative, and the individual is swallowed whole by all that cannot take a name, she stated with calm authority, even as she opened our ancient refrigerator to grip a large navel orange in her long, freckled fingers, her head temporarily swallowed by the yawning white door. The neighbor's downspout's stale air awaited rain. We hadn't had a drop for weeks. I felt emptiness, a longing to tell a story.
Word, word, jam, jam.